I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, I've fallen in love with her boyfriend. In love with her boyfriend. Right now, the nephew in the building with today's prank phone call. Make us laugh, nephew. What do you have for us?
Let me go on and put on my stupid hat right quick. Let me go on and get stupid for you. Make a wish ministry. Let me hear that.
Okay,
let's go.
That sounds nice.
It sounds good, don't it?
Yeah, it always does, yeah.
Sounds simple.
Mm-hmm. Sounds simple. You better not. You better not be playing. You know
what? You watch what I do.
You better not.
You watch what I do. Come on, Cat, let's go.
New Baptist, this is Terrence. May I help you, please?
Brother Terrence?
Yeah.
How you doing? I got your number. You with the, over the church, you with the Make-A-Wish ministry?
Yes, I am. I may help you.
Well, listen, I'm terminally ill, brother Terrence, and I don't, you know, as far as what the doctors tell me, it could be 6 months or another year, but I know my time here is definitely limited, you know.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but we're definitely here to help you out with whatever you need or whatever we can help you with. So what can we do for you?
Well, you know, I truly believe that sometimes people have, you know, I seen one of them old movies they got where they got a bucket list or whatever they call it, you know, and people trying to do things before they leave here. I guess I just sitting around trying to figure out what I could do and what I wanted to do before I left this world and went on to what he has for me next. I don't believe in doing anything unless it's prayed on first.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't mind, maybe you can, you know, before I even tell you my wish, we pray that the wish will come true. You mind doing anything like that?
Oh, no, I don't mind praying. That's what we're here for. Bow your head with me.
Yes, sir.
Is your head bowed?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is.
Father God, we come to you in the humblest way we know how.
Yeah.
Lord, we ask you to touch this young man in every which way he hurt. And then we ask you to deliver him for whatever is going on with him and let him know that we, the church, is here to help him with whatever his needs is in his last days. In Jesus' name I pray, say amen with me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's going to do it. He's
amen.
Do it.
Amen.
Now, you a member of the church here of New?
Well, I was a member. I still consider myself a member. It's just been quite some time, probably over a year and a half, 2 years since I've been able to come, you know, due to my illness. But definitely I was a member there.
Well, that's all right. We're not worried about all that. We just here to take care of your last and final wish. That's what our ministry is for. You know, we helps people with anything they need, you know, like
when people call and want things, what all of y'all helped them with?
Well, we've helped them with their rent, take them to the store, help them with a utility bill, come out and cut the grass, anything like that that they just can't do. Take them to the doctor's appointment, anything we'd like to help them with, we do exactly that.
Okay, well, I pretty much got those things taken care of. I think what I'd like to do between you and myself, Brother Tanner, I've never told anyone what I'm about to tell you. I've never been with a woman before.
Huh?
I'm you know, I'm 38, but I've never been with a woman.
Well, I guess that might be a blessing. You might be pure. That's a good thing.
Well, you know, but sometimes, you know, I guess before I leave, I guess that's a desire that I have. And what I wanted to ask you was, there is a lady there at the church.
Uh-huh.
And before I leave, I think that's the woman that I would actually like to be with.
Well, I don't know if Make-A-Wish Ministry can support that kind of stuff, but go ahead. Let me hear.
Okay, the lady that I'm actually interested in actually she works at the church too.
Oh, really?
Well, now she's kind of a tall one. She's about 5'9",
mm-hmm.
and she's probably about a size 8. Beautiful long legs, man, and sandy type of hair, sandy color, sandy brown, man. And I mean, she look like caramel.
Hold on a minute. What's her name?
I think her name Linda.
Now, hold on. That's my wife. What you mean? Go ahead, say it.
Wait. Linda's your wife?
Yeah, that's my wife. You sorry. Okay. What do you mean?
Talk. Listen, y'all are a ministry. Now, if y'all supposed to be taking care of people on Make-A-Wish and taking care of what they want before they leave this world, if that's my wish, what is the problem?
Listen here, you done crossed every line there was about this ministry, so I don't give a damn about it no more. You talking about sleeping with my wife. If I see you, I'm going to do something to you. They ain't going to even be able to recognize you. So what the you talking about messing with my wife, son of a...
I'll call Miss Linda myself and see if she don't have a problem with helping me make my wish come true.
You go right ahead and call, and you won't call nobody else. That'll be the last call you make.
I thought y'all were here to relieve people so they can enjoy themselves before they leave this world.
You talking about sleeping with my wife. Are you crazy?
But if I'm finna leave here, ain't nobody gonna know but you and her.
I don't care if you die. I don't care. You ain't sleeping with my wife, and you fool with her, you probably going to go ahead and die quicker than you need to.
I thought this was a ministry.
I don't care
now
what
you
thought.
Now you over there telling me about dying. Y'all supposed to be a ministry that helps people before they leave this world.
I don't care what it is, but you talking about sleeping with my wife. You got an illness, but something must be wrong with your brain talking about messing with my wife.
Ain't nobody going to even know I've been with your wife once. I'm gone. There ain't going to be but the two of y'all. At least you would have helped me before I left.
No, I can't help you with nothing. And let me tell you something. I'm not the preacher. I'm not the pastor. I'm not the deacon. I'm not none of them. But if you mess with my wife, you're going to know who I am. I'm going to be the undertaker. Do you understand?
I hear what you're saying, but I got one more thing I need to tell you about who I am.
You ask it, you ignorant. To go ahead. Let me hear.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Linda, got me to praise God.
No, y'all ain't.
Y'all need to praise both of you.
You wrong for that. Y'all ain't recording this, is you?
Man, it's recorded every last bit of
it. Lord have mercy. Pastor ain't going to hear this, is
you? Oh, God. I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest,
Ooh.
Radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, give it to me. Give it to me.
I ain't the deacon. I ain't now one of them blankety blanks. I'm on. You must say, what? Wait a minute, hold on.
Wait a minute. This is talking about my... Talk! He's talking about she's
caramel.
Sandy. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Sandy brown head.
Beautiful long legs.
You going to die.
What's her name?
Wait a minute. What's
her name? You play too much, Tommy. You mess with my wife. You going to die quicker than you need to.
Oh, man.
And I don't care if you die.
I don't care if you die. You might leave here sooner than you supposed to.
Man.
Oh, man.
Tommy, you stupid son of a... Who the... who you think you going to call it? Sleeping with my wife. Stupid.
That was just wrong.
But his prayer was so...
No, Tommy. I was laughing through the plot. Yes, he will. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. He going to do it for you. Yes, he is. He going to do it for you. Bless him in these last days. He gonna do it for you. Yes, he will.
Oh, man.
In Jesus' name.
All right. Yes. Thank you, Neff. Oh, Lord.
Who?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.